Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Reverend Bill Kilday. The scripture is Genesis chapter 33. Jacob was a scoundrel. It all started at birth. He was the second-born twin to his brother Esau, but he came out grasping the heel of his older sibling. He hated being in second place. Later, Jacob caught Esau in a moment of weakness and lured him out of his birthright, or firstborn place of prominence. Still later, he conspired with his mother to trick his father into blessing him instead of Esau, so that he would inherit the majority of their father's holdings. Esau was furious. He swore to kill his brother. Jacob wisely left the area, going to live with his uncle Laban. Laban turned out to be a similar rascal and connived to get 14 years of labor out of Jacob. Jacob married his two cousins, Leah and Rachel, then escaped Laban with the family's treasure hidden by Rachel. Jacob headed back home, but he heard that his brother Esau was on the war path. Uh-oh. His comeuppance was about to happen. Jacob used his wit and his faith. He devised a plan, a present, and a prayer. The plan was to divide his entourage. He put one group in one place and the other in another. He figured if Esau got to him, he would have to engage one group and the other would escape. Then he arranged a present, a big one. He sent a large portion of his flocks as a gift to his brother. But he also prayed. He asked God for deliverance, reminding God that it had been his idea that he return. And guess what? It all worked out. Esau turned out to be a forgiving brother, despite his justification to be otherwise. Genesis 33:4 says, Esau ran to meet him and embraced him, and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. The big brother forgave him, and a happy reunion came forth. Now, the twist. Jacob is the hero. He is the one who became Israel. He fathered the 12 tribes. But it turns out that Esau is the one who acted more Christ-like. He was wronged. He was tricked. He was robbed. But he ran to his brother, the scoundrel, embraced him, and kissed him, and they wept in reconciliation. Which one would we want to be more like? The world seems to prefer the connivance and trickery of Jacob. Jesus teaches the loving forgiveness and reconciliation of Esau. No one wants to be tricked and robbed, but it happens to one degree or another. Can we be as forgiving as Esau? Let us pray. We thank you, God, that you are merciful, forgiving, and reconciling toward us. Help us to be the same way toward others. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.